Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Something that's been fascinating to me in all of sports is kind of how much focus has been put on ownership of said teams, right? Mark Cuban, known as a passionate basketball guy in the Texas area, gets his Dallas Mavericks to win an NBA Finals against LeBron. Greatest player in their franchise history, Dirk Nowitzki, makes it happen. Jason Kidd, playing point guard, one of my favorite point guards of all time, with a ragtag bunch of dudes that were really good to win a Finals. Then you slide over to like the Steve Ballmers, who's got money, who clearly loves basketball, but the Clippers are an absolute disaster. You look at the Dan Snyders of the world. You look at the Donald Sterlings of the world. You look all, you know, Jerry Jones, for that matter, of the pluses and the minuses, the Rooneys in Pittsburgh. You kind of see where ownership lies. And it came across, I'm curious how this goes. It came across the other day that Justin Ishbia, who is the brother of, what's his name?
Matt.
Matt, yeah. Who owns the Phoenix Suns, he is in agreement with Jerry Reinsdorf that in a few years he will eventually take over majority control of the Chicago White Sox. Now, you don't become a billionaire because you're bad at business, so I give Ishbia a lot of credit to buy low. Buy low. But I'm interested if this is something, because let's be real, Matt Ishbia in Phoenix, what we're hearing down there, the Bradley Beal trade, the future of Kevin Durant, Phoenix Suns fans were extremely excited about Matt Ishbia taking over there, and that kind of blew up real quick. There's semi-reports that Matt's money short. He's cashless, so he's got the money, but he's broke. I'm curious as to why this moment is happening with Reinsdorf, who seems to never want to sell anything that he's a part of, the Bulls, the White Sox. Is this just my other brother sucks and I'll be better? Or are we in for... If you're a White Sox fan, are we in for another 30 years of rough White Sox life?
I'll give you a stat that, and I'll throw the number out at you, and maybe you'll be able to guess what it is. 89.
You're now about to witness the strength of street.
The
knowledge.
Number is 89. Yeah, can you guess what that number derives from? What that comes from?
89.
Schultz, you got a stab at it. Where is this 89 number coming from?
Who beats me, man?
It's the age of Jerry Reinsdorf's old ass. And also, Jerry Reinsdorf, who was a questionable sports team owner during his more sentient, coherent years of age.
I mean, let's remember, Jerry Reinsdorf, during the Bulls' heyday, nobody liked Reinsdorf. Nobody liked the GM. Nobody liked the front office. It was all Michael.
There's part of me that thinks the Ishbia brothers are just a bunch of hustlers.
I mean, that's kind of how they made their money.
And Yeah, especially
it's
right
like
now.
Steve Cohen in New York. It's like, dope. My owner's worth billions. Let's do this. And it's like, well, do you know how he made those billions?
Well, and also, let's keep in
do
mind.
Do you want to be the president of the United States of America? Do you know how that guy made his billions?
Well, like, the Suns owner recently had to sell the team because he was under fire because of all the sexual harassment, allegations.
Right, the bad culture and.
So, you know, here comes Matt Ishbia, the knight in shining armor, and he's like, I'll buy your team.
Money.
And I'll spend it here and there.
Getting
and then
higgy with it.
Now they're finding out, they're like, dude, he doesn't really have a whole lot of liquid cash.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have a whole lot of liquid
And now he's kind of talking about, I need to be more hands-on on the team.
Yeah, as if he wasn't already.
Yeah, and whenever I hear an owner say, we've had a bad culture, I need to be more hands-on, I'm like, bro.
Everybody's like, oh,
you are so disconnected from the real world. You know what you need? You know who you need to run the culture of your team? Me. All right? Little old douche in that lives in Vancouver, Washington, that has a stupid baseball show. Let me tell you how to do the culture in your team.
Again, they bought part of the team earlier this year, which, you know, got by my radar. I guess I just didn't notice it. But as soon as I saw this news the other day, and with the news of what Matt is going through and the Suns and everything, and it's too late because they already sold part of the team and it looks like he's going to take over. I would not want anything to do with the Ishbias at all.
Yeah. Is this
as
where
far
we,
as owning the team?
Is this where we are that now, because we live in a world, I don't want to get political or really even economical in that aspect. There are so many people in today's society that have made millions, even encroaching on billions of dollars, doing things that a lot of us regular people don't really understand. And does that make them good owners? And I think we're starting to see the building blocks that the answer is no. That, yeah, the Suns owner, you know, I saw on some Reddit posts, wow, we went from an owner who had no idea what he was doing to an owner who's broke. Is that where that is? It's like you feel like the money up front is great, but it's not real money. Like Steve Cohen is a hedge fund. I don't want to break down what hedge funds are, but that's a lot of moving money to make money to, you know, how much money is Elon Musk actually worth? Nobody knows. Oh, yeah. And these are the kind of guys that are starting to enter into owning sports teams.
That's one reason why I think the Ishbia family, you hear once again. So Matt Ishbia already in with the Suns. The whole Ishbia family doesn't just own the Suns. They own the Mercury. They own a soccer team as well. And
Nashville,
like,
yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, essentially all over sports,
oh, really?
You
Nashville
see
FC?
The fingerprint. And then there's the former, current owner or small minority owner, the Sacramento Kings right now. He's part of that family that just bought the Portland Thorns a couple of years ago. And people are mentioning, oh, well, since that money's already in the NBA, would that be maybe a setup for him or his family to place a bid on the Portland Trailblazers? I'm wondering if these teams are now costing so much that these guys, like Ishbia's bro, where you're maybe not sure where the money came from, but they've got a lot of it, are going to just be continued to kind of offered to like this same crowd of people that's already involved in other sports. They've already been vetted. They've already, you know what I mean? It just seems like the easy play at this point. So, I don't know. And Ishbia, they could still get burned because there's not necessarily a guarantee in this deal for Reinsdorf to sell, right? Like, they could stretch this out to 2035, and then Ishbia could be screwed. Because there was still, in this, said, oh, there is no guarantee to sell.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Like, I look at it like, I'm a Liverpool fan, right? They're owned by FSG, Fenway Sports Group. John Hart. John Henry owns the Red Sox, FSG Racing, and Liverpool FC. And for years, it was like, we don't have money to spend. We don't have money to spend. Our owner won't spend money. We hate our owner, but at least he's not a Glazer, blah, 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 blah. You win the league, and we just bought a guy from Germany for 150 million euros. And you're like, whoa, where did that come from? And it's like, well, this was a good business decision. So now we look about all these years where I'm looking at Liverpool saying, why aren't we spending money? We're not competing with Chelsea and Man City and United, etc. How are we not going to do this? It's because the Fenway group actually spent money the way they were supposed to. We're in an NBA finals. We're in the Paul George NBA Finals. And guess who's not playing in the NBA Finals? Paul George or the team he plays for? Or the team he last played for? So I think it's, I think, Jordan, I think you get to something fascinating about this. I think being a rich owner who is quote unquote cash flow and ready to do something doesn't necessarily mean you make this work. So if you're a White Sox fan, are you starting to think, maybe I want Reinsdorf to hold on to this, Joe? Like, maybe I want Reinsdorf to hold on to it?
Well, no.
Obviously. But is my evil better than your evil in this case?
I guess the one saving grace with the Ishbias is that, and this is using the example of the Suns, is they weren't afraid to spend money and go big away.
Bradley Beal, Booker.
And in baseball, that works.
It works. It works.
That is, it's much different than the NBA where you're then in salary cap hell.
The Mets a month ago look a lot worse than the Mets do right now.
So if there's, that is the saving grace.
You can spend money in baseball.
And not really, the only penalty is that you spend money on a guy and he doesn't perform, a la Angels.
Yeah.
And everybody they've spent money on, it seems like, over the last few years. So that is the one saving grace, whereas you're not going to get cheap owners. But also, no. I don't know if, because their money's kind of all tied together, the Ishbias, because they, like, what is it? I think Justin has 22% of what the article I was saying, 22% in the company that Matt owns, and they're kind of in business together. Is this one of those, like, I'm going to buy the team so I can make money and then not spend money? That is something I worry about.
That's your worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And see John Stanton and the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to own this team because owning a baseball team, the return on investment on that, owning a sports franchise, the return on investment.
It's a business and not a hobby.
Yeah.
You want guys that want it as a hobby. Steinbrenner wanted it as a hobby.
Yeah.
Cuban wanted it as a hobby.
So
Paul Allen, for the most part, wanted it as a hobby.
Well, the thing with baseball, again, was we find out pretty quickly if you are an owner that's willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll find out if once the sale goes final, and as Jordan mentioned, like the option to sell the team, like this can drag out for a few more years. Like they have like an agreement in principle. Exactly. I just had this damn article.
Would you rather, real quick, we'll get out on this. Yeah. Would you rather have your team owned by an Ishbia or Jody Allen?
Oh, I would probably take an Ishbia at this point.
Just because you never know. It's better than what I got.
So from 29 to 2033, Reinsdorf will have the option to sell the controlling interest to Ishbia. After the 2034 season, Ishbia would have the option to acquire it. So this can still drag out for a few more years. But the way that's all sounding.
But the moral of the story is by 2034, he's going to be able to pull the trigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on that. We'll see if the Ishbias do better in Major League Baseball than they have in the NBA. And we'll see, you know, what are these hotshot young kids with money, if they can actually run a sports franchise. And we come back, do we already have the odds-on favorite for the Home Run Derby? And could this be a good thing, or is this a really bad thing? That's Joe Fisher next to me. Behind the glass is Schultzy on the ones and twos. This is the Hot Corner, Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
I'm watching Padres Dodgers right now. 5-0. Bases loaded.
Dude, you wouldn't believe what's on the TV behind your head
pods.
Right now.
Oh, let's play this game. I have no idea. Okay.
It's,
give me some hints.
It's Padres Dodgers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn it, Joe. Yeah. Dude, we've been doing this for a long time, man. I thought you were setting me up for something cool.
It's a good matchup.
Damn it, Joe.
What else would I have on here?
Dear Diary.
College baseball? That's not real baseball.
Dear Diary, I hate Joe.
Dear Diary, I don't know why Patrick hates me so much. All I do is try to open his mind to the greatness that is college baseball.
And a cascade of booze rained down from the stands.
Like I said, fair or foul coming up in about 10 minutes.
Something tells me he's not a real American.
But we got to... Oh, baby. I'm not going down that road.
If you would have seen the things I just partook in Vegas, you'd know I'm a full-blooded American.
Full-blooded American!
Pretty sure you
America!
Were at, you were at the Dave Matthews Gorge concert for like 10 years running. If that doesn't make you American,
correct that, 20.
Thank you. There thank you go. Even further made my
thank
point.
Thank you.
Apple pie and freaking hot dogs.
And acid at the Gorge.
We have our first participant. As they say in Francais.
I haven't seen this.
Of the Home Run Derby. Cal Raleigh.
Oh, he did.
Has come out and said that he would die to play in the Home Run Derby.
So this isn't official, like.
No. Okay. But Cal Raleigh is on record as the major league leader in home runs. That he will participate in the Home Run Derby.
Dude, major league leader in home runs. This team must be playing pretty good.
We have heard one guy say he's in. The guy who is behind him, who's clearly not as good as him, Aaron Judge, has said he will not participate in the Home Run Derby unless it's in New York City.
What a bitch.
Did he really?
That is a shameless plug.
Did he really say that?
Oh, yeah, he said, unless it's in New York, I won't do it.
What a bitch.
That is kind of a D move.
He's also a Yankee captain.
I don't care.
Nobody faults him for it. But Cal Raleigh has made his intentions known. Similar to all of us and any person you know of that wants a job here at 10 in the Fan, that he has decided to put his name in for the Home Run Derby, and they're going to pick him. Cal Raleigh would be fantastic.
He's going to be in the Home
now,
Run
Now, of
Derby.
Anybody, so Judge is out. Shohei is not going to do it. Okay, so we know he hasn't said it, or maybe he did say it. No Shohei, no Judge.
Well, that's stupid already.
Cal Raleigh, is there anybody else in Major League Baseball you would take over Cal Raleigh in a Home Run Derby?
That I would take, like, to
like,
win?
If they signed up and were like, I'll do the Home Run Derby, you'd be like, I like him more than Kyle.
I like his odds.
Kyle Schwarber is real high on the list. He might be my number one.
I mean, he's gotten more athletic, too. He used to be like chubby guy, but now he has, I would definitely say he has what it takes to go to the next
level. He ain't got that ass.
Wouldn't it be very Home Run Derby-esque for Eugenio Suarez to win it?
Oh, I think you're spot on, Joe. I think Eugenio would be fantastic in a home run
derby.
It'd
be very much like we have these stars like Pete Alonso, Pete Crow Armstrong, Cal Raleigh leading the league. And here's Eugenio Suarez, our
who junior, hit 75,000 home runs.
Junior Caminaro is your winner.
You mean like Teoscar Hernandez winning it last year?
You know, I think you're onto something here with Eugenio. Pete Alonso will do it. He's a two-time winner, three-time winner.
He's two-time
winner. Pete Alonso's going to do it because Pete, it's kind of his thing. He loves it. So Pete Alonso will do it. Cal Raleigh, I would love to see Eugenio in it. Kyle Schwarber, I would love to see Schwarber. I don't think he will. I think he comes across to me as a guy that's like, I do what I do here. I'm going to pass.
I want Bryce in it. Bryce Harper.
I want Bryce in it so bad.
Yeah, well, but I would love to watch
it. I want Bryce in it like I wanted Ichiro in in the day.
Oh, my God. I want Bryce.
Well, here's the thing is that I'm looking at like the home run leaders is they always have someone who it's like, yeah, I guess he isn't one of the leaders in home runs this year, but he's a name and he has enough home runs where he's in like the top 50.
Like Adolis Garcia.
Well, I'm looking right now. It's like... And I know that Jose Ramirez has a part.
No, Jose's done it. He's
like,
terrible at
LA
it.
LA De La Cruz has 12 home runs this year. Top 30 in the league.
I mean, you want LA in because he's a name.
Yes.
But I don't
know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if he'd be good at it.
But that's, again, I'm just saying that dudes who where it's a name and he has enough home runs. To where you're going to be like, you know, let's just give him the invite. We need some eyeballs.
Can we embarrass Rafi Devers more? Can we put Rafi Devers in
it? That was another name in here. He's got 14 home runs on the year where it's like, well, we could justify that.
PCA, well, I don't know. He's not really a long ball hitter. He's having an MVP type season.
He's got 17 home runs.
I understand that. I understand that. He's having an MVP type season, but I don't know. I'd rather watch Yandy Diaz in a home run derby than PCA.
Oh, come on.
Stop.
I would.
Everybody would want to see PCA. He's such
a fan
favorite.
I think Yandy Diaz
right
is
now.
A better home run hitter than PCA.
You don't want to fight like a crow? Pete Crow Armstrong?
PCA is good, though.
What about Torkelson?
Torkelson.
For the,
yes.
For the Tigers.
Excellent.
Because he had a comeback season.
I want Javi
year.
Baez in this. Give me Javi
Stop.
Baez.
Whoa, that's a little.
Kerry Carpenter. Give me like three Tigers players.
Give me Logan Ohapi.
You think Lindor
Logan
would do
Ohapi,
it?
Kyren Paris.
Lindor, Francisco.
Frankie?
Get him on the list. Babe.
Switch hit. Do the Rutsch. Do the Rutschman. It's still a top five home run.
I
want to
see Tyler Soderstrom get in there.
I would watch that.
Oh, Soderstrom.
My A's. My A's. My A's that suck.
I was going to say, you should probably delegate that team to someone else at this point.
Rops A's. Isaac Rops Athletics.
O'Neal Cruz, maybe?
I get it. I get the kids. I get the name, like wanting the names in. But I want
Cal's going to be in it.
Like Max Muncy would be a great home run derby participant.
Now, I'm
like the young one?
Curious.
No, the now one. And the young one.
Why not?
Why not both?
I'm curious if you can bet on home run derby winners.
Participants?
No, who winners.
Would? Oh,
no,
winners?
Winners.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
Before it's even out.
Oh, no.
Like,
no,
again, like they don't have the...
No, I'm sure those turn on once they know the field.
Wouldn't it be cool, though, if, like, you're in, like, May and this some dude's leading?
You know,
like, dude, I'm hedging my... I'm going for it.
A future bet. They haven't announced where the 2031... All-Star game is, but you're like, I bet it's in New York. I'll put 20 down on Judge.
Dude, you can gamble on anything. Why wouldn't you be able
I'll
to...
I'll put 20 down on Judge, and you're wow. If it is in New York in 2031, and he does participate and wins, that will pay you out $675,342.
Why shouldn't you be able to bet on home run derby winners before the field is announced? If anything, that's more money for Vegas, more money for the books, right? Like, come on.
I think I put my money on Cal Raleigh, though.
If I can bet on Bronny James to win Rookie of the Year...
Before he's drafted?
Yeah, or...
Before he's drafted?
I'm sure that there are some books.
I want to know. If you could do it before he's drafted, then you're right, Joe.
I'm putting the ticket in. It's an automatic lock. Call my number.
What do they do with the boys in the morning? I'm laying the big wood.
Yeah.
They don't have that guy on anymore, do they?
No, I don't think it was legal.
What was his name?
I don't think it was, like, legal. For him.
No, he just quit his job. It wasn't
who was
about
the
legal.
Betting guy
he
they had on?
He quit his job.
on Dirt and Sprague. I liked him a lot.
He was so good, but yeah, he basically he was really good at sports betting that he decided to quit his job.
Quit his job and be a sports bettor.
No, yeah. You're thinking of two different people here. There's oh my God, there was the guy who was on the BetQL network.
It was before we had BetQL.
I know. Jordan's thinking of
that's
guy.
That's who I'm thinking of.
Of who was on the BetQL.
Oh, I'm thinking
network.
About the guy before.
Yes, the dude that
the
they
golf
would,
club bets.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
I like
but
that
I think at the end, why there was legality issues is because he would promote his betting. Go to my website.
Hammer lock of the day.
First two picks are free.
You may have never seen the Diamondbacks, but I have.
Los Angeles versus New York. I love this bet. I went.
And you're like,
last
is it the
week.
Angels or the Mets? Like,
I love the vagueness of those, where it's just like, man, I'm watching MLB tonight. I love the action.
All right, well, I'm throwing a 20 spot on Cal Raleigh to win this. When we come back, it's fair or foul, everybody's favorite. But first, we'll toss it to Schultzy with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
Just a reminder, fans, about Die Hard Night coming up here at the stadium. Free admission to anyone who was actually alive the last time the Indians won a pennant.
You know, fortunately, that is me. I have been alive for three pennants for my wonderful franchise. We ain't winning a pennant this year, I'll tell you that. Fair or foul, Tribe wins a pennant this year. That is a hard foul.
Well, that- Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Without further ado, we turn over this favorite segment we do every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Jordan Schultz.
Oh, your baseball fandom is better than mine, bro. I literally watched the Dodgers in person clinch a division title before I've ever seen the Mariners do so.
I've never seen the Orioles win a pennant.
You know, I watched Major League 1 and 2 the other night in opposite order. I watched 2 and then 1.
I love that. No, I love that.
That's two division titles and one pennant.
There you go.
They did not win the pennant in 1. They win the pennant in 2.
Yeah, I wonder if they had to shoot those scenes in slow motion with any other runners.
I did learn in Major League 1, the ballpark is in Milwaukee.
Yes.
Major League 2, the ballpark is Camden Yards.
Isn't that awesome?
Before a huge upgrade.
It's a great ballpark.
But I remember I was watching the beginning of Major League 2, and there was like a home run or something going on in right field, and I was like, that building, that looks like Camden Yards. And then I looked it up, and sure enough, Camden Yards.
Hell yeah. All right, guys, let's do this. Try to stump you a couple of times here. Looks like we've got some time. Let's start off with all the rage, the home runs. We talked about Cal Raleigh. I love this, publicly stating that he wants to be in the home run derby. I wish more players.
You have to.
Yeah, I want them to come out and do that more. I love that.
Atlanta, are you ready for the big dumper?
Oh, is that where we are this year? Are we in Atlanta?
Is it Atlanta?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, let's go.
The stadium's gorgeous.
Obviously, Cal Raleigh leading the league in home runs with 26. Aaron Judge following him up, though, being a bit
sank. He had one today that I don't know if it's landed yet.
Yeah, that was a big one. That was a home run in all 30 parks.
That's a big dong.
Big dumper and a big dong. So a lot of dongs from these two guys. Really funny, though, looking at the stats, especially teams at the bottom of the league as far as home runs per team. So check this out, guys, fair or foul. Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge combined have more home runs as individuals than three teams in Major League Baseball. Cal and Aaron have more home runs combined than three teams.
I think that's 26 plus 23?
I'll give you 24. 50 total.
50
three
total.
Teams.
I'm trying to think of what those teams would be. I'm guessing the Rangers would be one of them.
What is Colorado Rockies?
That is actually incorrect. I will tell you right now.
Colorado Rockies are incorrect. Okay.
Not the Rockies. He said the Rangers. They're actually 17th in the league in home runs right now.
You know what? I'm going to throw out my Cleveland Guardians. We got three-hit shutout today, and I'm pretty sure all three of those hits were Jose Ramirez.
Dude, quite honestly, I might throw out my Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, dude. Like, our teams suck, Joe.
Our Orioles
teams suck really bad.
They do not hit a lot of dongs at all. In fact, I think the most dongs...
My team doesn't hit, let alone over the fence.
Dude,
I'm going fair.
You know,
I'm throwing the tribe out there.
I'm going fair, and I'm parlaying this. I'm going fair, and I'm throwing the Orioles into this.
The Cleveland Guardians right below the Rangers at 19th overall, 67 home runs to the Rangers, 68.
19th overall?
Yes.
And how many teams are there? 16?
30, buddy.
Oh, there's 30.
And the Orioles.
Did they expand? We got uniforms and everything.
The Orioles are actually higher at 12th with 71.
So oh, my God.
They're hitting bombs, but they just suck.
I guess our crappy teams are as crappy as we think they are.
Well,
we forget we're not Marlins fans.
Hey,
sting the long ball,
we
right?
got a couple series wins under our belt here recently, so, you know.
Yeah, I got three-hit shutout to the Cincinnati Reds. Name five people on that team.
Oh, my God. Continue on, Schultzy, but I'm looking at the list right now.
No, you're good. It is actually foul. So Cal Raleigh, you guys, I said three. They actually, Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge combined, have more home runs as individuals than two teams in Major League Baseball. That would be one at the bottom of the barrel, the Kansas City Royals with 45.
Ouch.
And then the Pittsburgh Pirates with 48.
Yeah,
the White Sox are next up with 53.
53.
Marlins, Rockies, 55. The Padres, surprisingly, 56.
I know, they're low on that list. It's weird.
Slam Diego, more like outfield single Diego.
More like strikeout Diego.
Dude, you cook their ass right there. Get some aloe vera for that one.
You could tell you and I have kids, dude, because you just cooked me.
My God. Just torched them.
Got cooked. All right, guys, feral frown number two. One more trying to stump you. The Detroit Tigers have been so good this season. Crazy. They could finish with one of the best records record in Major League Baseball, guys. And they are setting new heights for their franchise as well. Fair or foul, the Detroit Tigers are 20 games over 500 for the first time since 2013. Fair or foul?
2013, they went to the World Series and lost to the Cardinals. I believe that's David Freese, if my memory serves me correct.
The 2013 World Series was the Sox and Cardinals.
The Red Sox Cardinals, and Red Sox won. Damn it, what am I thinking of?
That was the...
What's David Freese? 11? Because it's Giants 10, 12, 13, 14.
Might be 11.
It was the year before, 2012. There you go.
On pace for the best record since 2013?
Wait, fair or foul, they're 20 games.
Over 500 for the first time since 2013.
Gotcha. Okay.
So they're really good for the first time in a long time. But
so this would put him at like, I mean, we are, that would be like 46 and 26, 45 and 25, somewhere around there. I know that they just won a series against the Cubs.
They're good.
They just beat the Orioles today.
They're good.
I'm gonna say this is fair.
I'm with JoJo over here. I think it's fair too. I think this team is the best team they've seen since they went to the World Series.
Guys, nailed it. It is absolutely fair. The Detroit Tigers, first time in 12 years that they are 20 games over 500.
Nah, we ain't taking that.
They went 93-69 in the final year of Jin Leland's career, highlighted by such names as Prince Fielder, Torrey Hunter, Miguel Cabrera, Johnny Peralta.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
So, and actually, notable Prince Fielder played 162 games that season.
He was good.
He played the most games in anybody else besides Victor Martinez of the starting
lineup. You got to remember, Prince Fielder made his bones in Detroit and got paid in Texas. He was bad in Texas. He wasn't bad in Detroit.
25 homers, 106 ribbies, batting .280 that season.
That's a big boy. I like a big boy. I'm a big boy.
I remember the
ESPN. Just ask preschool. She knows I'm a big boy.
I remember the ESPN magazine with Prince Fielder, the body issue, butt naked in there.
Oh, that's right. He looked kind of good. You know, it's like that Lizzo album cover. You know, she's like, yo, I'm a big girl. You know, I'm naked
anymore.
On this album cover.
Do you see how
And you kind of look at it and you're like, you know what, Lizzo? You do look kind of good.
On a complete random note, during when it happened, you know when they let her play like Benjamin Franklin's flute or whatever it was?
Yeah.
During that moment, I was just like, I don't know if I'm
made
cool.
Made the Republicans with... real mad.
Well, I was just like, I don't know if I'm entirely cool with that. And then years later came out and she apparently was a complete a-hole and absolutely terrible to the people that worked on tour. And I'm like, I feel a bit vindicated here now. We should have let her play this flute.
And I'm one of those people that I don't think Gandhi should be able to touch Benjamin Franklin's flute. You know, just like let that be. Let that be Franklin.
Let the flute be the flute.
Leave it.
Unless
in the
it's Andre 3000's new record, then I'm in.
The Wu-Tang Clan album.
It was James Madison's flute.
Okay, Wu-Tang. All right, now it's over. Wu-Tang gets to do whatever they want.
It was that. I'm just thinking of the Wu-Tang Clan album that Martin Shkreli bought. That.
Oh yeah, he's the only one that knows what that album
he's
is.
The only one that's heard
How did
it.
He not leak that? Come on, bro.
I think that there are leaks out there, but Wu-Tang went after them and they have been removed because that's the whole idea. It's like it was sold to one person.
I want
to
hear that Wu-Tang album.
Damn right. All right, guys. Somebody else that probably wants to hear that Wu-Tang album.
Jason Swigard?
Also, yes.
Lady Swigard?
No. Bryce Harper. We were talking about him wanting him to be in the Home Run Derby. It would be an absolute show. Obviously, a star player, former MVP. That's the kind of guy you want in the Home Run Derby every single season. Hell, I would love to see him year after
ben
year
Sheets.
Competing in the Home Run
totally
Derby.
In.
Hitting a lot of home runs in his career, 345, guys. Fair or foul, he's 32 years old. Bryce Harper will hit 500 home runs.
I'll take this first. I'll take this first because I am the resident. We've been doing this show for 10 years. It started with me and Voldemort. Voldemort was on the ones and twos, and I sat over here. Then we found this young, up and prosperous kid named Joseph Fisher III. And throughout those entire year, once Voldemort left and it became me and Joe and we grabbed Schultze, I have been on the record of saying that Bryce Harper is one of my least favorite players in the history of Major League Baseball. I find him arrogant. I find him over cocky. And I will say absolutely fair, Bryce Harper will hit 500 home runs. In fact, I think Bryce Harper might be one of the last players we see hit 500. I think it's him and Trout. I think the both of them will skate through. I don't think either of them are hitting 600. I would be shocked if either of them hit over 550. But yes, I think Bryce Harper will hit over 500 home runs, booking his first ballot Hall of Fame ticket that I would vote yes on to Bryce Harper. Look, I may not like Bryce. He may drive me absolutely bonkers. But boy, that guy was born to play baseball. I say fair.
Sorry, I was still looking at stuff about Lizzo playing that flute. What was the fair foul?
Bryce Harper has 320 home runs.
345.
Will he hit 500? He's 32.
God, he only has 345.
He's in contract till 38.
I mean, that's actually a lot for somebody his age.
I feel like
it's not for somebody who started at 18.
I was gonna say, I feel like he's been in the majors for the last 15 years.
He has. Remember, every time he leaves a team, they win a World Series.
It's true. I feel like he would have been at least. I mean,
he only did that once, but it is 100% of the time.
You said 325 is what he's at right now.
345.
45.
So. 7 years.
150 home runs at 32.
What is that? 7 years, 23 home runs, 22 home runs a year.
Yeah, I'd say fair that he gets to it. But I felt like he would have been at least a little bit closer to 400 by now.
Bryce,
he has been in the league forever.
It's funny, Bryce and Mike will always be connected to each other.
Literally,
they always
will. First season, like 2007.
They're the same draft. They're rookies the same time, winning MVPs at the same time. They will be connected forever. These two are going to be of that generation of the insane talent that have the records and no titles.
All right, he's
look, if Bryce doesn't win a World Series in the next 2 years in Philly, it ain't going to happen.
He's only in the league since 2012, so I'll stand corrected.
He's what?
He's been in the league since 2012, so I stand corrected there.
We're looking at almost 15 years.
Well, I mean, this is the 13th year, or 14th, math, sorry.
Oh, sorry, Joe, not 15. 14?
I'm counting.
Pay no attention while we diss.
God, this is hurting. So no, this is his 14th season. Let's also keep in mind, one of those seasons was abbreviated by 2/3.
One of the seasons was COVID. He also had Tommy John a year. Bryce is going to hit 500 home runs. Like, name me any other player in baseball right now that's going to hit 500 home runs.
I mean, you said maybe Trout, but I think
maybe
he's
Trout.
Too injured.
Outside of Trout and Harper, name me a young kid. Okay, any of those young kids you think? Aaron Judge, he will hit 500 home runs, but he's 34. And he's going to have to hit 40 for the next 5 years to do it.
Stanton now is the leader in active players.
Stanton might never hold a bat again.
He's at 429.
He might never hold a bat again.
What about Freddie Freeman?
Trout is next.
Freeman's looking at 3,000 hits. He doesn't care about 500 home runs.
Trout is next at 388, and he's 33 years old.
Trout can do it. 120, he can do it.
112, to be exact.
Joe, damn it.
Goldschmidt will not do it. He's 37. Freeman will not do it. He's 35. Manny Machado.
Nope.
Manny Machado's at 352, and he's 32 years old.
Doesn't he seem older than 32?
Well,
doesn't Machado seem older than 32?
Well, kind of the same ilk as Harper is that he's been in the league forever also.
He came in really, really young.
Yeah.
Juan Soto's already at 212, and he's 26. That's probably
one
of the best.
Juan Soto has 212 home runs. Whoa.
212. Devers at 214. He's 28, though.
Devers can kick rocks.
Well, because he's in Boston. If somebody spends their whole career in the Cracker Box of Boston or the New York Yankees.
Short Port, Chapo Taco, the big wall. Yeah. God, I hate Devers. I told you, we're not talking about Red Sox on this show.
Sorry, it's banned.
Sorry, Cooley. I know you're my boss, but I don't want to talk about your stupid team.
Devers and Soto are 1 and 2 as far as players under the age of 30 with the most home runs. Devers is 28. He's got 214.
Anybody behind them of note?
Soto is 26 with 212, and the next with Cody Bellinger's 29 and has 205.
Ronald Acuna, that would be the next up at 27 with 170 home runs.
Yeah, but let's talk question marks galore. With Acuna.
Yeah, it's fair.
Well, I don't think it's not going
to
happen.
Do you think Bryce Harper and Mike Trout are the last guys to hit Soto? And then what happens after Soto? Roman Anthony.
God. I mean,
Cal Raleigh.
This is a lot of late 20s, early 30s guys with not a lot of home runs.
Henry Ford.
Well, it's just a matter of longevity. It's like, longevity and that sustained power, and it's like, so who do you think is going to be, like, is Machado going to be able to give you 148 home runs?
I don't think so.
Over the next 6 seasons?
Yeah. It's so funny. I can't believe he's that old. I thought he was older.
We skipped right over Matt Olson. He's 31 with 273. He'll probably hit 400, not 5, though.
No, I don't think he'll get to 5. Love Matt Olson.
Love him.
That's my first.
What about Ohtani?
Matt Olson is...
Ohtani is 30 years old, and he has 248.
I mean, if he continues.
I mean, if he had 4 seasons of 50, that's 200. What's 200 plus what you got there?
450. 448.
That's 448?
At 34.
So another season?
Pete Alonso is 30 years old, 243?
Nope. Too old.
I think, okay, so I add Ohtani
too
to the
old.
List. I think he can do it.
He's
Ohtani?
Ohtani.
Showtani?
I mean, honestly, 10 years of 27 homers for him.
That guy's overrated.
The fact that Pete Alonso is 30 years old, I would have never guessed. If you would have asked me before the show how old is Pete Alonso, I would have said, 33, 34.
Dude, if you asked me how old Manny Machado was, I'd be like, 38.
No, he came in at 18, 19, too. He was
and that's
young.
What I forget.
Like,
that's what I mean. I forget.
No, totally.
All right, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. When we come back, we'll wrap up shop. This is the Hot Corner. Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan. Shamalama Ding Dong, Timothy Shamalama Ding Dong. You know how we always talk about how a lot of us never get to see each other?
Oh, Bighorn. You're hungry.
Dude, why? We should be in a softball league.
Dude.
Yes.
Do not even.
1,000% yes.
I was talking with a buddy today. He's in a softball league at the local beer shop that I go to, who they refuse to ask me to play. They must know that I suck. And he was talking to me about how he had some nefarious issues in the outfield. He wears glasses, but refuses to wear glasses when he's in the outfield. So we told him to buy goggles. It's prescription
like,
goggles.
Like sports goggles?
Yeah, sports goggles. He's from L.A., big, like, annoyingly a Dodger fan.
Kurt
right?
Rambis fan, probably,
so that's
too.
What I said. I was like, bro, you need to Kurt Rambis this bitch and get yourself some goggles that are Laker colors. He literally, while we were sitting at the bar, bought Kurt Rambis Lakers-colored goggles, put in his prescription. They'll be here on Friday.
Dude,
that's the kind of savageness in a beer softball league I want. And I think at 1080 the bro, we could do it.
Well, we did have a
I call second base.
Entercom softball team years and years ago that I partook in once. And I remember, and I hope one of you are out there listening, we played the DeMarini team. Like, there's a DeMarini factory. Or
I don't know what that is.
DeMarini bats?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, DeMarini. Oh, dude.
Oh, do they make metal bats?
You give me
that's why I don't know who they
you
are.
You give me a DeMarini.
Because they don't make real bats. Yeah, no, I want real bats. Louisville Slugger, I know that brand.
They're popular with the youth.
Why? Because they don't know how to play real baseball?
Patrick, can you just not, please? Okay.
Full circle. Full circle.
Can you stop?
Check out the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Just proving points over here.
They do have wood bats, by the way. Thank you very much.
Well, let me test those.
But we beat their ass. Well, not like by a lot. We ended up walking.
Joe's
them
like,
off.
We smoked their ass. We won 7-6.
We walked them off. But it was an upset. They had a few of those guys that had the soft.
Well, if you work for a company that makes bats, that would be an upset.
They had a couple of the guys with like the softball jerseys.
Ooh.
Like they're in adult softball leagues outside of
this. You
gotta
love that guy who's like got a heater and a Coors Light in his hand, but somehow it's Jack's two times out of
three. He has the visceral fat that you can notice.
Right, right. Yeah. But he went 2 for 3 with 2 dingers and a triple.
I don't know how.
That math doesn't work. I made that up.
I do not know how we won that game. But the math
doesn't matter. Dubs
we got
are
the
dubs.
Yeah, we got it.
Dubs are dubs.
But I saw someone the other day on my Instagram stories in the Berg, in Newberg.
Yeah.
He was doing an adult men's league softball, and I was like, bud?
You about to join his team?
I'm considering it. I'm considering sliding into his DMs and being like, hey, if you need someone to play the hot corner, I'm your guy.
It's hard to get down the throat.
I think that's fantastic, Joe, and I think you should do it.
It will hard to get down the third baseline when Fisher's out there. Snag.
You know what, Joe? You playing third? That's the hot corner.
Damn right it is. I would honestly, I just want to go to a batting cage sometime. Just get some cuts in. You know,
cuts would be fun.
God.
Can you get softball batting cages?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't need 88 mile an hour heat
coming at me. No. Absolutely not.
No, but if you can give me like a 32 slow pitch, like.
No, I think there's a place in over by Washington Square that's got like, I think they go up to 70. And that's it. That's
you're
it.
Going, Schultz's going, we're all going.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.